Blog Talk Radio.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even more than me.
Missing our fathers. I have missed my father for 40 years. Can you believe that? And those others out there that have done the same. Seems like another life, don't it? But we are glad that you are here on Journey into the Light, spiritual radio coming to you as we blaze through our ninth year being here for you, and tonight is no exception. We'll be having 4 great hours coming for you straight, okay? So stay with us. 4 amazing hours, different guests each hour. Marilyn Pasek next hour, the Angel Lady, and then we'll be going to Sonic Nova. And then we'll be ending with my friend, Media Michelle. We'll be back. She had a week off, and it's really great to have Michelle back here, one of the best mediums that I've worked with here for my whole 9 years of being on this show. So stay with us here, and now it's my delight to, we're going to go down under, as they say, to Australia and bring in another friend of mine, Rachel Thompson Phillips, who was my co-host on LA Talk Radio the previous year, and we did some really great shows together. Always love Rachel's energy, and I know you will also, and Rachel will be taking your phone calls for readings or healings or whatever on your mind. So feel free to call in. You can start calling in now. The number to call in, 347-884-8245 is the phone number. And also, I will be opening up the chat room here in just about a couple of minutes is all. So refresh your browser here. And hop on in there, say hello. We're restarting to open up the chat room, and not required by any means. And it's just a way to chat with not just me, but other listeners, really, and find out, you know, it's an interactive thing that's really kind of neat to do. And so there you go there. Okay, so I think that covers everything, and let's go now to Australia. Let's bring in Rachel to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, Michael. How are you, love?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing really good, thank you, love. It's exciting to hear you've been on radio for 9 years.
Yeah. Time goes by. I guess it adds up, right?
That's such a great accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I enjoy it. I enjoy, you know, thinking back through the years and all the different people this show has helped. So it's great. So I love it. So
beautiful.
So, Rachel, what's on deck today? What are we talking about?
I think it's a really good time to have a chat around being mindful of the company that you keep, as far as, you know, there's that always that saying, you are the people that you are around, or you are the person by your environment. So it's really important to be mindful of the company that you keep. If they're in alignment with the direction that you're going, sometimes it can be so easy to, you know, stay in certain circles of company because it's comfortable, yet they don't always make you feel so good. And that has a massive impact on your emotional well-being and how you feel about yourself. And that's one of the most greatest gifts that we can give to ourselves, is to feel good about ourselves. Yet if the company we're around, you know, doesn't encourage us, doesn't, you know, believe in you, doesn't support you and doesn't nurture you, then that is going to have a direct impact on how you view the world, don't you reckon?
Well, yeah, definitely. I totally agree. It's very important to, you know, keep like-minded people around you. If you have, you know, just people who are down or negative all the time, that's kind of influence you and keep you in the same predicament. So I agree.
That's right. Even if you're like making really different life choices, it's important to start connecting with other people that are doing the same sort of journey as you, you know, especially because at the beginning, what you really need when you're making new choices is to be really fully supported, because it's really easy to hit moments where you get really challenged. And if you don't have that good support network, then it can be really challenging to continue on doing what you're doing. And as people are making so many beautiful new choices these days that are, you know, making them step outside of their comfort zone and really pushing the boundaries and trying new things, then it's so important to just have you know, a buffer of people in your world that are nurturing you, because I find there are so many beautiful people, but they don't always have a network of people around them that are as lovely as what they are. And so that, therefore, it impinges on their energy that they have. It impinges on their self-confidence. And most importantly, it makes them start to not trust themselves in other certain situations, because they think, well, if I don't make good choices with friendships, then I won't make good choices in other things. So one little action that we do really does leak out into so many other facets in our life. And, you know, I think especially women, they're a little bit more critical than men can be. And so if you're not in surrounded by people that are kind to you, or, you know, celebrate some of the great things about yourself, or give you a high five when you've done something amazing, that it slowly starts to eat away at the soul. And I think this is really the year where we start making massive radical changes. And with that comes, you know, sometimes either friendships can evolve and move to that new next level, or sometimes we start to move outside of those circles and we start spending less time with certain people and start radiating towards other people that are starting to want the same as them. And so in that time frame, it can feel really uncomfortable, especially if you've had friendships for a long time. It's so easy to just sort of get stuck in that comfort zone of, you know, well, you know each other, and that familiarity. But just because it's familiar doesn't always necessarily mean that it's the right thing for you. So I think it's something to be really important, because for every person that we come in contact with, we connect in with one another. So if those connections that you're making on a day-to-day basis are not, you know, if you're giving so much energy to other people but it's not coming back of an equal balance, then eventually your cup's going to become empty and there's going to be nothing left, and then there's nothing left for yourself, there's nothing left for your own family, there's nothing left for your children, and your dreams start to feel like they're diminishing. So it's so incredibly important to, you know, be very wary of those certain situations. And you'll start noticing certain symptoms where you start becoming aware that, you know, you may start feeling a little bit more sensitive of when you're around people, or you're not wanting to spend as much time, so you're removing yourself. They're all little nice little indicators that let you know that that shift is occurring. And it's not coming from a place of thinking, well, I'm better than them. As humans, we continually evolve all the time, and you can't make have a spiritual growth spurt and move upwards and yet maintain the same energy, because what happens is you're lifting up but then bringing yourself back down, and that has an impact on you as well. So there's all these wonderful little cues that happen along the way to help let you know that you are moving in the right direction, but it just may feel a little bit uncomfortable for a little while, but that's okay. So but, you know, as I was saying, like women, it's really important for women and for men as well to really be around people that are supportive and kind and nurturing and are wanting similar things as one another, like as in, like, we all experience things differently. So if each person wishes to have happiness, each person has a different view on what happiness is. But at the end of the day, they're both wanting to achieve that same core value. So, you know, you even see that, you know, when people go and study, they'll all of a sudden they'll have, you know, they'll make new friends in their school environment, because those people understand the journey that they're going on. So it's also important that if you're wanting to go and discover more about yourself on a spiritual level, or are moving outside in your career and wanting to move in a different direction, that you have people in your world that you can go and talk to about, you know, maybe just some of the challenges that you're going through. But also be there to say, you know what, you're on the right track. Keep going. You know, you're doing something amazing, because we all have moments where we hit challenges, but it's also important to be around, to have a beautiful support group that are going to lift you up when you need it. And sometimes, you need to have those people on your board that also give you a bit of a kick up the backside that says, you know what, you know, you've had your own little private pity party for a moment, now it's time to move on. So this is something that I think is you're starting to see massive shifts occurring around different choices of groups of people that people are starting to have. And we can have a beautiful array of diversity of people that we share our time with, you know, like you could have people that you share time with that do sport, you share time with others that you just love to just sit and chat with that you could talk to for hours. Then you have other people that we that you can converse to about work. So it's not necessarily always about finding one person that can fulfill all of that criteria as far as friendships, but understanding that diversity that we all have, it's nice to have people that you can connect with on so many very different levels. Do you find that it's something that you're starting to see a little bit more shift in people making different choices around the people that they're spending time with, Michael?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, like you said, I mean, over the 9 years I've been doing this, I have seen, you know, different people, you know, realizing they got choices, and that, you know, hanging around negative people, it really drags them down, and they got choices. They don't have to be in that environment. It's like people that come to this show that want to come on, maybe, let's say, for example, as a guest, and I speak with them beforehand, before signing them up, and sometimes you can feel that energy. It's like, you know, and I know we just don't want to incorporate that in the show, so I'm, you know, I just kind of pass on that. And so it's really important, I think, to surround ourselves with, you know, uplifting, positive people, so that, you know, we're able to, you know, sometimes my son or people real close to me will sometimes get down, and I'll, of course, talk with them. And, you know, but if it keeps going and it just keeps down, I remember a couple times where I just had to walk away a couple times and say, I just can't stay in this constant negativity. I just can't. I got to look at things, you know, glass, you know, half full, not half empty.
So true, because like that toxicity of being around that kind of emotional state, it's like wearing a big heavy cloak, and you're just like, no, I don't want that. And it's amazing how as you become more aware of your environment and just the direction that you want to go in, how more sensitive you become to that toxicity from other people. And so that means that you can spend less and less time there. And that's where I think having really good friends are, because if you find that you've got a person in your world that's got a challenge going on, the friendship should be strong enough to be able to say, hey, you know what, like, this is not helping you at this point. Try these other things, you know, and start moving yourself away from that space. But I think some people feel that they need to stay in certain friendships like that when it's really, or being around that kind of energy. When it's, as you said, like a beautiful analogy that we have choices and it's not something that we have to abide by. So I think you're seeing this amazing shift happening on so many different levels. Even if you're not a spiritual person, like, you don't have to be spiritual to see that you will only be treated the way that you allow yourself to be treated. So if you are finding that the people around in your world don't treat you so good, that's a really good example of the level in which you're allowing yourself to be treated. So it's, you know, another step of being able to take that self-responsibility and go, hey, I deserve to have better and I deserve to be treated well. And that starts with taking that responsibility yourself and making sure that you, one, give beautifully to others, but you also allow yourself to receive beautifully back as well through different lots of channels. Because I think as humans, we need to have that. We're designed to nourish each other along this journey. Because, I mean, being a human at the end of the day isn't an easy chore, you know. Like, there are so many responsibilities, so many things that life throws at us all the time. So it's important to one, take that responsibility to really take care of ourselves, but also to help take care of others as well that are going to reciprocate and know that it's an equal share of having a beautiful relationship and knowing that you have to work at it all the time, which means, you know, being there when someone needs them to be there, pick them up when they need them to be, share with friends the beautiful things that are about them to remind that person. And also to, you know, some of the greatest friendships are the ones that, you know, you can have for years. And then you can also have great relationships with people that you've only just met and feel like you've known each other for a lifetime. So I don't think time is the factor, because I think some people feel like, well, I've known this person for so many years, but that's not always the case. Sometimes you can meet beautiful new people and that bond and connection is there because you're actually meeting each other at the same energy levels and have the same similar viewpoints and values. And that when you're around people that vibrate at the same energy as what you do, it's amazing to see their confidence levels, their level of feeling comfortable in their own skin. They just radiate this internal joy, and that's why it's so important to be around people that are, you know, moving in the same circle as what you are, that have the same sort of viewpoint. Because if you get to stay in your own space where you are feeling so fabulous about yourself, that energy then is being shared and radiated out into the world, and then other people use that as an example to lead by. And so this is where we as a collective group can all come together to help each other, keep each other raised at this new level of beautiful energy that's coming through, so that each person gets to share and shine in their own magnificence for themselves to see, but also for others to learn from as examples as well. And we see that time and time. There are so many amazing people out there these days, and they're all great examples from which we can learn from. And the gifts that each single person has, that is truly beautiful to be able to share that with others as well. So there's just so many amazing layers. So I think it's, you know, that time of bringing awareness back to your environment and the people that are in it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Rachel, why don't we intersect some calls in between the topic and things? How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
All righty. Thank you, Rachel, for all of that. It was really great, very stimulating, and very much needed. So invite everybody to call on in, 347-884-8245, to speak to Rachel. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and you can start calling in now. We'll go to our first caller. You are on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Rachel. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, love. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Excited to talk to you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. It's lovely to chat with you as well. Thank you, love.
Thank you so much. Can I ask a question?
You certainly can.
Okay. I have one person in mind, and I wanted to know what you get in regards to, like, love life and marriage. Anything that can help me out?
I feel at this point the what you're wanting is not being met by the other person, and it seems to be coming more of your focus. It's like I find there's certain pivotal times in people's lives where all of a sudden they get consumed by marriage, family, children, and that becomes their whole purpose. And if the other person isn't seeing the same, then you start to think that there's something wrong. The card that's coming up for you at this point is called Rise Above, and it's about rise above from the situation and look at how could you probably maybe come back to this person and have a different type of conversation with that person, because I feel like you two are equally matched and will be together, but I think you both speak very different languages. The moment you talk about marriage, kids and all of that, to the person, it's pressure, expectations, and needs to and has to. And that doesn't generate him to step up, if you know what I mean. That actually scares him, and it actually does the adverse, and it makes him go, like, take a step backwards. So I think if you had that same conversation but delivered it in a completely different way and came from a curious point of view, then that way you're interjecting a new form of energy into that same conversation, and then you'll start to, I think you're, the person that you're wanting to spend time with has a lot of fear that if he doesn't get it right, then he was going to be a failure, so he's not prepared to jump in unless he feels like every dot is, you know, every I is dot and every T is crossed. And that is a little bit of a false fallacy, because at the end of the day, life doesn't always work that way. We'd all like to think that we can have, you know, ticked off all the boxes before we have children and marriage and all of that kind of thing. So I think it's just a matter of understanding where his fears come from. And then I think over the next 6 months, you'll be able to move that in a new direction if you come from a different perspective, love. But just rise above. Don't get caught up in how you're feeling, because I feel like at this point, because you're not hearing or seeing any evidence of is it moving in that direction, you're starting to become upset and disappointed. Don't go to that place. Rise above and see how can you bring a new light to this conversation, and you'll find that it'll start moving in different directions.
Yeah, intuitively I kind of felt that as well. I have to approach it differently. And
yeah,
you're 100% right about everything you've said.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's good. I'm so pleased that I could help, love. And as I said, sometimes we get caught up in our own head. So remove yourself from the situation and realize that you both want the same goal, but at the moment you're just talking two different languages. So be a little bit mindful of where he's coming from. And if you don't understand, go in and ask and just become curious. Why is it that you're wanting and putting that kind of pressure? And rather than questions of why don't you want this, it's not that he doesn't want that. He does want it. He just has these things that he needs to sort out first, so that when he moves into that space, he can be 100% present and 100% committed. So give him that space, support him, and be there to help him. And in that process, you'll learn a lot about yourself and knowing that there is, you know, that old saying, there is always more than one way to get the result that you want. So this is about you being a little bit more creative and finding different ways to approach that subject matter, and you'll find it'll bring you guys heaps closer together.
Okay, and just one thing to clarify, when you said he does want this, you meant he wants it with me, or he wants...
Oh, yes, he does want it with you, love. No,
okay.
I do see you guys together long term, but it's like if both of you have been given this gift to learn to find different ways to be able to communicate, because if you don't learn that now before you get married, you're only going to take those old habits into a beautiful new beginning for you guys. So you might as well learn those skills now of how to support each other, find different creative ways to be able to, you know, interject and talk about the same subject matter, but come at it from completely different point of views, where it's not all about, when you talk about the subject matter, you're coming at it from your point of view of what you want, what you need, those kind of things. And now it's a matter of shifting gear and seeing what does he need, so that you can both have the same, get the same result that you're both looking for, which is to be happy together, but also feel safe and secure with one another. So guys aren't so great at being able to say, hey, you know what, I've got these few fears around that, or, you know, I'd like to have achieved this and this, or have this much amount of money in the bank before we do that. They're not very so forthright at coming from that space. So this is where we as women have got to come in and just come in from a curious point of view and understand where he's coming from, so then you can see the bigger picture and you then can let go, because you've got a fear. You've got a fear that unless you keep pushing, it's not going to happen. All that's going to do is push him away. So you're coming from a fear base. You're only coming from a fear base rather than coming from that space of you really love him and you want to spend the rest of your life with him. Come from it from that point of view, and you'll find you'll get much better results.
And you do see that happening 100% long term?
Okay. Yes.
And Rachel,
you need to,
do you?
My biggest suggestion would be go in and have a look at your insecurities around this love. That would be my biggest suggestion, because you've got just equally as many fears as he is, but you're projecting yours more onto him than taking care of yours.
Okay. And can I ask one more question related to this?
You'll need to be really quick, love. So go ahead and ask me a question.
I was wondering if you see a timeline for the marriage. I know you said 6 months for this to move to a different direction, but do you see any timeline with the marriage happening? How long?
That's what I said. It would be within the next 6 months.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, thank
but
you
first,
so much.
You've got to do the work. You've got to do the work.
Yeah.
In order to get to that time frame. So, and I think youth can both be a little bit stubborn, so that's why it's going to take 6 months.
Yeah, and everything you said intuitively, I felt it, and it's 100% true. Thank you so much.
I'm so pleased I could help you today, and I wish you all the very best, love. So take care.
Thank you
for
so
calling
much.
In.
Care. Definitely. Thank you. Have a great day.
Same with you, too.
Okay. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. And before we go to the next call, we invite people to keep calling in. Rachel, do you want to tell the folks how best people can reach you? Any announcements? Or
beautiful. Thanks, Michael. People can find me on my website, which is www.rachelthompsonphillips.com. They can go on to the radio show pages to get all the correct spelling, because every person spells their name differently. And I can also be found on Facebook under RachelThompsonPhillips.com. And the new exciting thing is I'm just about to open up the doors to the next group of people that are coming through that are wanting to learn about how to connect in with their intuition, which is a 12-week online course. So for anyone that's becoming curious or wanting to delve a little deeper into wanting to connect to their intuition, feel free to jump onto my website and they can find even more information on there.
Okay, very good. And we have it linked up here on the show page as well. And folks, please consider donating to our homeless mission. Our link is on the show page, our GoFundMe link, where you can also find our PayPal address if that's more convenient for you to help those less fortunate. So we need your help. We're still looking for more partners and folks who want to help. If you're called in now to speak to Rachel, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone, and you can still call in 347-884-8245, area code 419. You're up next. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Dorothy, and I'm calling from Ohio, and thank you for taking my call. I was taken off guard. I thought I was just listening. My question is, what does spirit have to tell me? That's all.
Oh, hi. No problems then, Dorothy. The card that comes out for you is change, and it's about knowing that changes are occurring on a soul level. So it's change is about, it's an image of a lady that's got a mask on her face, and it's about letting that mask go and allowing people to know more about you on a more intimate level. And I don't mean on a sexual level, but as humans, we're designed to be very guarded. Life, no one sort of gets through unscathed. Everyone has their story. Everyone has their pain point. But you have been doing some work on yourself, and now it's time to let that wall come down so that people can get to know you on a more intimate level, get to know you, because I feel like you're have this beautiful armor that you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof and can accomplish and do anything. But there's also this really soft, gentle side that people know, and that, but not so much that vulnerable, because for some people they see vulnerability as a weakness, but vulnerability from a real strength point of view of what it's actually taken for you to have accomplished the things that you have. And it's important for people to know that, because you actually have so much knowledge inside of you that you don't see as relevant, because you've just done certain actions, you've thought certain ways for so long that you actually don't see the validity in it anymore. And now it's time for people to start knowing some of these little beautiful bits of gold about you. But first, it's going to be about you bringing that guard down. So that's the change that's occurring for you, because I feel like there's this more softer, gentler person coming through. And as much as you're really enjoying it, it's also sort of something that's very different for you. So it's taking you a little bit of time to adjust to that. So that's the thing that Spirit's wanting to say at this point, is to just keep going in that direction. Don't underestimate the amount of knowledge and how that can share with so many people, because when people are going through lots of changes, and you heard us talking before about the shifts that are occurring for people on such an energetic level, that requires doing so much internal work. The knowledge that you can have can help people shift through that time with so much more ease and grace, rather than feeling that they need to pretend that everything's perfect when sometimes it's not. But sometimes you just need someone that's got a real sense of belief in themselves and belief in them to be able to say to them, you know what, it's okay that you feel that way at this point, but how about why not give this a try, and that may help you. And they'll go away and try it, and they'll be like, oh man, I'm so glad that I spoke to you about that. And that's going to help you realize that you actually do have so much wisdom that you can share with so many people. So there's that point of the thing that I keep hearing and seeing at this point is stop resisting the change and allow yourself to just go with the flow. This is the next transition for you in your journey.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you very much. I like that.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad I could help, Dorothy.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Have a nice day, love.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thanks for your call there. We're going to go next here for Rachel Thompson Phillips here on Journey and Alliance. Go to area code 336. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Denise, and I knew I was going to be next. How about that?
All right.
Yeah!
All right.
So I've written a book, and it's all about love, and I just... people who read it like it, but I really, Spirit wrote it. I didn't really write it. And so I just know it's going to be hit and do well, but when is what I want to know. So
the golden question, right?
Yes, yes.
Denise, the thing that I'm getting at this point and the card that's come out for you is called energy, and it's being mindful of where your energy is getting distributed. I feel like it may take anywhere between 3 to 4 months for it to really hit the shelves and start taking off. And I feel like at this point, like, you're so super excited. People are loving what you're doing, and it's giving you positive feedback. But because you're sharing your energy in so many different places, I'm not sure if you keep going that way. I feel like you're going to burn out before you get to actually enjoy that moment. You know how some people, they put so much time and energy into something, and then when it actually comes to fruition, they've got no energy to really relish and enjoy that moment, because it's more like, oh, thank God that's finally happened. I can tick that off the box. What's coming up and what I'm hearing at this point is them saying, think of the longevity. It doesn't matter how long it takes for it to come out. It's going to be out for a very, very long time. So it's about making sure that you can manage your energy for that longevity of time, not just that short race that you're on at this point. And I feel like you are a person that, and you give me the giggles, because you remind me of myself in the way that people say to me, Rachel, you have so much energy, you bounce off the walls. But it's also important that when you have invested so much time and energy and love and passion into a product, that just know that it's not about the short race. The short race will mean that your book is in, out, and over and done with and out of people's front of mind. The longer it's in people's front of mind, the longer it will be out there, and the more your message and the beautiful words that you've written around love will be shared with multiple people. So at this point, just be mindful of where you're distributing your energy. Okay, because you need to keep some of that back for yourself.
Okay, thank you. And just a real quick question. I have a sick little kitty right next to me. Can you pick anything up on my little kitty cat to help me make him better?
I get stomach bug. So I'd say he's eaten something. So no food, only water, and just allow them to rest. And if he does happen to have a little bit of a vomit here or there, he's just that his body is trying to get rid of whatever he's eaten that's a bit unpleasant. I think he's just found a bit of food that's been out and he's gobbled it up, and it's either been rotten or something like that, and it's just not settling so well in their tummy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure, and best of luck with your book, love.
Okay, thank you so much. It'll change the world. I know it.
It okay. certainly will.
Thank you, dear one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, love. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let us know when that book's out. So.
You betcha.
We'll get you on the air. Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. All right. And again, we have lines for you, full lines, that is. Call on in, 347-884-8245. Let's go to our next call. Welcome. You're on the air. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Hi, thank you. My name is Jane, and I'm calling from Toronto, just north of Toronto.
Hi, Jane. How are you, love?
I'm good, thanks, Rachel. I'm just calling in tonight. I've been working really hard in my business, and I just want to know if I'm getting kind of frustrated because I'm not seeing the results. So,
no problem.
I'm just wondering if I'm...
The very first thing that comes to mind and the card that comes out is called Inner Child. I feel like there was a period when you were 13 that has left an imprint on your idea and perception around success. Do you recall anything that happened to you when you were roughly around 13?
Oh, I don't really remember anything really specific. I remember things from much younger age, but not 13.
Did you have a change in friendships at school? A shift in, like, is that the time when you would have started going through puberty for yourself? Because each girl goes through it at different stages.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so
I just remember being awkward.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Going back to that time frame, if you want to, you can go onto my website and there is a free link there to do a timeline meditation. What timeline meditation allows us to do is to go back to that time frame, because what happens was when you were awkward, you would have disconnected from people. That would have made you lack any confidence, and that's exactly what's occurring in your business. Your business is going to be incredibly successful, but because you have this little gap where if you don't see the results straight away, you start to lose confidence in yourself, which means you start to lose belief, your sense of value starts going down, everything starts to go downwards. And that's internally for you. Other people may not see that, but you can see and notice those changes occurring within your own self, and that becomes an alarm bell for you. So by being able to go back to that time and just give yourself what you needed at that time, which is sometimes that 13-year-old person of ourselves just needs to know that it's okay that you feel that way and like you don't feel like you're going to fit in. It's okay. Life is going to turn very, very quickly, and the tides will change and everything will recorrect itself. But not to take that time as lacking in confidence and lacking in self-belief. So that's all that it is. So just go back to, as I said, feel free to jump onto my website, grab the link, just listen to the meditation. It's only about 20 minutes, and it's a really nice way, because what happens is, at this point, while we are really working very, very hard to achieve our dreams, these beautiful pivotal moments, and just see that this is an incredibly beautiful moment for you, because in order to be able to achieve our dreams, we want to make sure that we fill in the potholes from our past. And this is, your soul is giving you an opportunity to go, hey, something from when you're 13 is now playing out in your age now, and you don't need to do this anymore in yourself, because you actually know that your business is going to do very well. You also know that you wouldn't have invested the time and energy that you have in your business if you thought for one moment it wasn't going to be successful. You're just listening to that little voice that's coming out that's fear-based. And that fear base is back from that age of 13. So go back and heal that wound, and that will naturally fill the pothole in here, and you'll start seeing changes in the next 3 weeks if you do the work.
Okay, well, that sounds good. 3 weeks. I've been doing this for a while now, and it's just, you know, just pounding all the doors and working so hard.
Yeah, but when we work so hard and we come from a place of expectation of needing to get results, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I'm in business just like you, love, so we need to have a return on our investment in either on time, money, or energy. So what I'm saying is if that time and energy and your return on investment is based from some form of fear, then that is exactly what's playing out, because you're unconscious mind is looking for ways to let you know that you don't have confidence in yourself, when that old story is no longer resonating and is not true for what you believe in. So change the story, okay. Changes your perception, you'll start seeing the results, because it's like your eyes and your energy that this moment are only attracting things that are not going to work for you. Once you've done this work, it's going to reshift all of that energy, reset it properly, and then the people that you then spend time with talking about your business are going to be your ideal customer. Okay?
Good. Perfect. That sounds great.
Well, I wish you all the best, and you know what? You keep going, love, because no one goes into business to fail, and you're not going to be one of those. So just keep going and keep believing in yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
My
Can
pleasure.
I ask you one more thing?
Yep.
I have a daughter. I'm my younger one who's I'm waiting. Is she telling me the truth about getting help?
I think she's telling you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't think she's telling you the truth. I feel like she's only telling you a portion of the truth. And she is getting a little bit of help, but not the help that she wants. But she's also at a stage where she just wants to, I'm a pretty straightforward kind of person. I feel like she's enjoying having the pity party because of the amount of attention that she's getting. So that's sort of negating, because then she thinks, well, if I get the help, then people aren't going to be there, you know, checking in on me and looking after me and all of this. So there's a point where she's at where she needs to, one, learn to step up and be accountable for the choices that she's making, and two, realize that there are much better ways to get people's attention than from this point of view. So I think a little bit of a shake-up call and sort of call her out on her own.
Today was one of the days meeting today. It was supposed to have been a big meeting. There was supposed to have been a meeting today for her to access some help. So I haven't heard from her. Now, so that's sounding good, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I feel like even if the call came through, she would just be in one of those moods that will go, well, I don't want it today, I'm okay. So I think she's also creating obstacles for herself that's unnecessary, whereas if she just got the help and got on with it, and I think that's where there's still a little bit of immaturity just at this point.
Yeah,
but follow
your
gut, you're on the right track, love.
Well, I've put boundaries around myself with her and, you know, trying to keep encouraging her, but not taking it on anymore. So.
And that's the most important thing is because she's at that stage where she needs to learn self-accountability and self-responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's getting those hard knocks. She's had a few, so.
Oh, I don't think anyone gets through life unscathed without learning those.
She's had some big ones, but anyhow. I would have thought it would have been enough, but hey.
She's stronger than she gives herself credit for. So that's where her shift in belief has got to change within her own self, because she has all of the skills to deal with whatever comes her way. But she's also inviting a lot of rubbish that's unnecessary into her world.
Yes. Yes, and she would be the first to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well,
thank you so much for calling in, love.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day, love.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Take care. Alrighty. Be safe up there. And as we start to wrap up, Rachel, what's the thoughts down there as far as what happened in England last night?
I would love to say I could give an honest opinion of what's really going on, but because I haven't really been on TV or social media, I really don't know. But I'd say, because I only sort of found out about it when my husband said something to me yesterday afternoon. I think there's just no words to describe why someone would even do something like that to young children. Or how that, you know, and then the next question moves on to is how the hell did someone like that with that kind of, you know, those kind of things on board, how they managed to even get through the gates. So, you know, I suppose obviously security needs to be something that needs to be had a look at.
Well, actually, what happened is this person was actually outside the arena. So the concert ended. So as people were coming out, the person just got, you know, with the big crowd, which was easy to do since there's 20,000 in the arena, and just blew himself up. So he actually didn't get in the arena, which I guess is a little bit reassuring, you know, that. But then again, you got the other problem of, okay, well, how do you contain outside? Which you can't, you know. Yeah, you can't.
I know, it's just such a shame. You know, there's so many beautiful souls that have been lost through just trying to prove a point, and I don't really know if it actually does prove the, what they're trying to do. So, like any terrorist type of bombing, there is no comprehension in the human conscious mind to understand the logic or the reason behind such, you know, behavior like that. You know, to just create so much pain for other people is just so unnecessary in this day and age.
Yeah, and I you know, and I, we had a hypnotherapist on LA Talk Radio an hour ago, and I think, you know, he hit it dead on. You know, it's just the perspective of, you know, how we look at it. You know, where it's very sad what happened to those people, and our hearts and prayers go out to them. And to them, it's a, you know, major deal, of course, but I think the perspective, you know, at least mine is, and he was saying this, is look at, you know, the 20,000 in there that were safe, or down your street, you know. I mean, I feel safe in my community, and I think you probably would say the same thing. So, yeah, it's just.
And really, I think what the world can do is just share, you know, just send love to the family members that are dealing with tragedy at this point.
Right.
Because they don't need the, all the love and support that they do right now.
And I think if we
give our attention to, you know, the people that have done it, we're only giving them so much more energy to become aware of the impact of what they're doing to this world, rather than if we shift and bring that energy back and give it to the area that's required at this point, then I think that is a much better way of distributing, you know, all of that beautiful energy that people have.
I think what, you know, like you're saying, what people could do now, you know, best is, and since they already know the news, is, you know, and there's no sense of watching that over and over. It's just mindless, and it just creates fear and anxiety, and that's not good. You know, it's like, you know, just send a prayer up for those folks. And then just, you know, I would, you know, go and watch a, you know, if you're in Watson, watch a beautiful movie or a funny movie or, you know, something. But, you know, don't sit and vegetate, which is easy to do on constant, you know, cable news 24/7, because that will get to you. So.
Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, sometimes I'm guilty of that, and I'll move myself away from there, switch the channel. But if you look at yourself, look at your body when you're doing that, and you'll see, because I've done this, you know, see your hands all, you know, fisted up, you know, because you can just see the tension in your body. So.
Yeah, look, I think it's, you know, as I just said, you know, there's nothing great comes from these kind of situations, but sitting around thinking about it all the time isn't going to change it either.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. Keep your mind spiritually and meditate. Oh, that's beautiful stuff. And yeah. Well, great, great, great. Well, Rachel, always enjoy you coming on. Thanks for spending your Wednesday mornings with us. So.
It is always a pleasure. I hope everyone has an incredibly wonderful week, and take care, and remember, take care of self. Nurture ourselves first before we can give to others.
Very true. All right. Take care, Rachel. We'll see you next week.
Bye,
have a good
love.
Week. Bye-bye. All right. That's Rachel Thompson Phillips here on the show. And again, her connections are all listed here on the show page. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Marilyn Pasek, our angel lady. And then after that, Sonic Nova. And then after that will be Media Michelle Fletcher. So 3 hours to go. And We'll see you in just a minute, okay? Thanks for listening, everybody.